Chapter 30. Colonel Sherburne, he tossed his pistol onto the ground and turned around on his heels and walked off. They took Box to a little drugstore, the crowd pressing around just the same, and the whole town following, and I rushed and got a good place at the window, where I was close to him, and could see in. They laid him on the floor and put one large Bible under his head, and opened another one, and spread it on his breast. But they tore open his shirt first, and I seen where one of the bullets went in. He made about a dozen long gasps, his breast lifting the Bible up when he drawed in his breath, and letting it down again when he breathed it out, and after that he laid still. He was dead. Then they pulled his daughter away from him, screaming and crying, and took her off. She was about 16, and very sweet and gentle looking, but awful pale and scared. Well, pretty soon the whole town was there, squirming and scrouging and pushing and shoving, to get at the window and have a look, but people that at the places wouldn't give them up, and folks behind them was saying all the time, "Say now, you've looked enough, you fellows. 'Tain't right and 'tain't fair for you to stay thar all the time, and never give nobody a chance. Other folks has their rights as well as you." There was considerable jawing back, so I slid out, thinking maybe there was going to be trouble. The streets was full, and everybody was excited. Everybody that seen the shooting was telling how it happened, and there was a big crowd packed around each one of these fellows, stretching their necks and listening. One long, lanky man, with long hair and a big white fur stovepipe hat on the back of his head, and a crooked-handled cane, marked out the places on the ground where Box stood, and where Sherburne stood, and the people following him around from one place to t'other, and watching everything he done, and bobbing their heads to show they understood, and stooping a little and resting their hands on their thighs, to watch him mark the places on the ground with his cane. And then he stood up straight and stiff where Sherburne had stood, frowning and having his hat brim down over his eyes, and sung out, "Box!" And then fetched his cane down slow to a level, and says, "Ang!" staggered backwards, says, "Ang!" again, and fell down flat on his back. The people that had seen the thing said he done it perfect, said it was just exactly the way it all happened. Then as much as a dozen people got out their bottles and treated him. Well, by and by somebody said Sherburne ought to be lynched. In about a minute everybody was saying it. So away they went, mad and yelling, and snatching down every clothesline they come to do the hanging with. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.